This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Demonstrations continued for an eighth night Tuesday across the U.S. over the death of George Floyd while handcuffed in police custody in Minnesota. Two autopsies ruled Floyd's death was a homicide. Protesters ignored nighttime curfew orders in some areas, including in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge late into the night after marching from Brooklyn's side to the path leading into Manhattan. In Atlanta, police fired tear gas to break up a crowd of hundreds who remained at the start of the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Officers detained people in both cities. Hundreds of people remain past curfew time. Here in Washington, at the Lafayette Square Park, across from the White House, where the scene was much quieter than the day before, when officers aggressively pushed large, peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of St. John's Church. The officer who held Floyd was fired and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Three other officers who were at the scene were also fired. Meantime, former President George W. Bush weighed in, saying in a rare public statement, he and former First Lady Laura Bush were anguished by the killing of Floyd and disturbed by the injustice and fear. Outrage is growing across the globe at the death of Floyd. The European Union's top diplomat said in Brussels that Floyd's death resulted from an abuse of power. Thousands marched in Sydney, Australia, with more protests planned for Paris elsewhere in France, along with a demonstration in The Hague in the Netherlands. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.